Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you, and our regular co-hosts, the money healer, Stephanie J. Alvarez, and Dr. Nicole Kane. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Brooks. It's good being with you. Very good being with you. Wow. There's something I want to share with you today that took me many years of linear time to discover this in some ways. I kind of began life. I always felt like I was someplace, but it wasn't the place that I really sensed was the correct place, or you could say the place that I was most in tune. So on this little segment, I want to talk to you about a talk and the way that I work with people, which is beyond the formula, beyond the formula. And it's going to tie into a different way of listening. It's a conference we're going to be putting together. And along with me today is Stephanie Alvarez, co-host, Kimchi Moyer, Vibrant Medicine, Resipath, Susie Marie, Food Decoder. So beyond the formula. So very early on, I think the first thing I heard about school, I kind of remember, I must have heard this. You know when you hear something and you believe it early on? That's why sometimes our beliefs become our diseases. Well, I heard very early on that you hear formulistic things. So I heard, well, all teachers are fair. So I remember that when I was like in kindergarten or something. All teachers are fair. Well, it turned out I experienced that wasn't the case. As a matter of fact, I found a profound world of difference in the teachers. I found that some teachers had deeper listening. And as time went on, I got really interested in authors. I've got very interested in authors and people who are writers and message. I got really interested in the message. I work with people around the world on this deep message. What is the deep message? It's usually authentic. It's pulsating. It's contagious. It's something that will often change the course of our lives. So what I noticed was, had that first experience, but many, many experiences of that the formula was in place. So in the same way they homogenize and pasteurize things for convenience, right? They pasteurize things. They homogenize and pasteurize ideas. And it misses this essence. It misses something. So as an example, Nathan Pritikin, let's give you an example of Nathan Pritikin, he developed a Pritikin program. And people around the world went there and they absolutely reversed diabetes, absolutely reversed heart disease. And he was an interesting thinker. He was in his high 60s. I believe he was a chemist. But you see, when he passed away, they formalized some of the work and it missed some of this deeper essence. So going beyond the formula in your life is really about going beyond as it relates to health. We're going to get into this today as it relates to health. Right now, you go to the internet or you talk to your friends, there's 100 different formulas out there. There's a detox the liver program. There's, stay away from gluten and eat more fats. There's, take this remedy. There's endless formulas, and people are spending a lot of money, and they're traveling the world for these formulas. There are formulas for rejuvenation. There's formulas to relieve chronic fatigue, these formulas to help you with detoxification. What I discovered over the last many, many years is that some of the people could actually get more ill on the formulas. There was a man I knew, he spent I think it was $15,000 immediately to go to a retreat center. And they detox, right? That's the guru. That's the message, right? To detox. But here's the thing. He wasn't regenerating. He wasn't rebuilding. And sadly enough, he passed away. He passed away because what his body was asking for, if you listen to his body, was regenerate me. Feed me something that actually feeds my cells. Let me actually have an experience of my flesh, getting fed so that I wasn't depleting. You know, you guys might find this interesting, but Bikram called me, the guy who founded Bikram Yoga. He called me one day and he said, Glenn, it's Bikram from Bikram Yoga. He goes, I never sleep. I'm a yogi. This is back when he ran. He used to sell Rolls Royces in L.A. Now, you see, Bikram, this is another formula. So Bikram yoga for some people, which is a hot yoga, could be amazing for the first 3 months, sometimes the first 4 months. But for some people, it depletes them and wears them out. Because, you see, what you need to look at is who's the person and how is their body during that particular cycle. I did a series once. We asked the question, is your physical training killing you? Or is your physical training understanding you need rest? What are the doctors? There's so much to explore on this topic of being on the formula and listening to your body. And then, and again, listening to each other's body. I'll say one more thing that I want to get Kimchi to the resopath on the panel. Oh, and I do want to say, Susie, your words yesterday touched me so deeply. I want to let you know that. And you acknowledged last week's show and the stabilization. It moved me a lot. So thank you for your feedback. I don't know what I would do without golden feedback. Thank you for your golden feedback.
Awesome.
So here's the interesting thing, listening, going back to listening. So when I was in my 20s, and I had this experience regularly that people, not like that people miss each other around listening, but I knew there were certain people that came in my life, my respiration would change and my cardiac rhythm would change. I knew it was the most powerful medium, and we were the most ignorant about that relationship. I picked up a book by Dr. James Lynch, who I eventually called and had a discussion with. In the rhythm, in the language of the heart, the most interesting thing in the language of the heart is he used instruments, biofeedback instruments, that would actually test or get the body's feedback about how we were impacting each other. And he said with some couples, he goes, the other person walked in and changed their whole cardiac rhythm, right, to better. And other people, it's like, he says, they'd walk in the room and they would say, I love my partner, or I feel goodwill towards my partner. And it was the opposite. So the whole inquiry of the language of the heart was, how do we actually send this language and be in this language with people so it brings them alive and opens them? And this was, this study is so rare and profound. I meet Kimchi Moore, who's a resopath, and we're doing a series with Kimchi on vibrant medicine. So Kimchi listens to your body based on this incredible device she has from Germany, and she can actually say to you, okay, so grapefruits are turning your body off. This food turns your body on. So imagine an instrument and then actually have the things that work rather than it's one big random thing. Beyond the formula, by the way, applies to every aspect of your life. Because when you actually have something authentic and real, it changes everything. And most stuff on the internet, as an example, are formulas. Or as that little book says, all marketers are liars. So much stuff is marketed based on a formula, but it has nothing to do with you, your unique way of being, and how you actually totally want to be in life, relate in life, come alive in life. Kimchi, I'm so excited about your work as a resopath and finding what turns the body on, what language the body's speaking, what language the body's speaking together. So I just want to say that it's an honor doing this series and our conference about listening to the body, listening to each other's body. And I was so happy last week how the show went because Susie was your client. She shared her experience of being kind of in a session with you. And I love that. I love Susie's question last week when she said, well, is there certain things I should never eat? I loved your response to that where you talked about the cycles of the body. Because I think in the diet world and the healing world, there is so much rigidity. And I think one of my regular contributors who I love to pieces was Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, world-renowned oncologist, genius. By the way, many famous people went to Nicholas. One of them, a very famous vegan author, who ate a lot of meat when I met her, and because basically Nicholas felt that the vegan diet was really hurting her. And he said to me one day, maybe I'll pass this on to you, Kimchi. He said, the only legitimate use of a shotgun, Glenn, is dietary experts. There's no formula. We really got to tune in deeply. You do that. Share with people how you develop this field, which you call being a resopath, where you go beyond the formula with people, where you listen to their body.
This is Kimchi Moyer here, Glenn. I really like what you mentioned earlier about, for example, you gave out an example how there was a case where somebody actually got sick after they keep detoxing and detoxing until they pass away. I have actually seen this in my practice a few times. The person did not pass away, but the person was so down because they keep detoxing her and keep detoxing to the point that nothing left. And when she came to me, you can tell like she had to wear a mask. And the doctor say, look, you have to be very careful. You have no immune system left. And the doctor was very nervous that the patient may pass any moment. And when I did some work on her, and what I see the body is asking, you say, please, like, don't give me anything to detox anymore. Actually, give me energy. Give me ginseng. Give me adrenal. Bring in some oxygen and water. Give me vitamin B. Fortify me. And as soon as I follow the body and just giving her just a little bit of ginseng and a little bit of oxygen water, and then the next day she's already doing better. And sometimes you don't have to do too many supplements either. Just like a couple things that the right things that the body asks for. And then amazingly, a few days later, she started to get her color back. A week later, she went back to her doctor. Her doctor almost could not recognize her because now she's up with her baseball hat on and she's walking around. The doctor was like shocked. So in just like the example you give, not just following the formula, in the sense, yes, we do need a formula so we have a sense. Like when you want to make a T-shirt, you have some basic formula. But when you want to go deeper, mm-hmm. like making a wedding dress, you need more details. The same thing. Like there are cases, right? There are cases with people that are sensitive. Mm-hmm. The formula may not apply for them. And so you need to be tuning in. Just like making the wedding dress, you need a lot more details than the T-shirt. Exactly the same thing. So when you can involve the body and ask the body what it needs, it just enhances the effectiveness of what we recommend. We get more targeted results. You are just like so right on. And what you also mentioned earlier, that there's so much rigidity in the diet world. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. What could work for you today, what could benefit you today for the next 2 months, 3 months, may not be the same for the 4th month. Why? Because living system is dynamic. We are always changing. We are always improving, or we are always start to develop other health issues. So the body is always move up and down. So we have to adjust as well. So what works today may not work in 2 months or 3 months, or even in 2 weeks in sensitive people. This is why involving the body and allowing the body to have a voice, it's just an amazing asset for us.
I just wanted to say there's a few people listening. I just spoke to T earlier. I just want you to know I can feel your love. I can feel your energy. And there's some people, and you're one of them, a lot of you out there with these people. I meet people. And it's like a leap past time. I meet them, and the level of the trust is so wondrous. And, you know, in terms of your body, I had the honor of meeting someone who was probably one of the most innovative people in the field of mental health. And the kind of breakthroughs they were having were just way beyond the formula. I love the distinction about the wedding dress, by the way, Kimchi. I had no idea. I love how you went from right. So what we're talking about is a custom fit formula that speaks to the energies and the centers of the body. And what's so beautiful is, I mean, I can remember this in my life. I met this guy named Ken. Ken was really young. He had to be like 45. But I used to have a whole bunch of people come visit me at health foods. I ran a health food store, and really it was a center where people would visit me. And so Ken would visit me. He had a stroke when he was about 44, very young. And he came in one day. He says, you know, Glenn, he goes, I really didn't discover what health was. He goes, till that happened. I had this, you know, he had a stroke. And at the same time, there was a guy who was in a major car crash. He would come by. And the thing that I found with them again and again was this quality of listening. And with Ken, it was almost something woke up in him. And it was really interesting because he began to live differently. And he reached out to his friends. And, you know, it's like really becoming, I mean, the thing, you know, I did a series with Dr. Richard Moss on this. The idea of getting back to normal isn't an option. But could you imagine, though, that working in vibrant medicine, it's not about getting back to normal. It's about discovering all this movement, breath, and youthing, that growing younger and mobile and supple. Imagine that occurring. Because most of the conventional medicine, as Dr. Gladys McGarry says, is like the temple of death. It's really not. And, of course, it's a brilliant thing in emergencies. But for chronic conditions, or you could say chronic degeneration. Imagine, though, you get this warm embrace. You're at Kimberly's office, let's say, and she says, you know, your body's really craving something to support the adrenals. And by the way, that's the source of your back pain because you're straining through your adrenals. It's going into your muscular system. So your body's deficient in magnesium. And also you need to walk by the river. Right? So this is really, this survivor medicine is addressing the whole level. Increases the quality of life, the quality of energy, the quality of your deep healing. Stay with us for Vibrant Living. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. I'm glad you're with us today.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Glenn Brooks, Vibrant Living, Vibrant Living Network. See, I came into what I do. We're talking about vibrant medicine. We're talking about this level of vitality and awakeness and your intuitive mind, your infinite mind coming alive. And I've had the deep honor of working with many, and not just working with, but being very close to people who are pioneers. And the consistent theme of this is they go beyond the formula. Kim C. Moyer is a resopath. She works with people on the resonance of their body, what the body's calling for, what it needs. To not just be normal. My grandfather, I love my grandfather to pieces. The doctor told me he was normal on a Wednesday. He passed away like on a Thursday night. So normal is not our aim. We're really talking about this other level of radiant well-being. And we're also clearly talking about allowing this quality of love and happiness. See, what happens when your body's stagnant, your energy's stagnant, it's hard to allow in love. And so I met many unhappy people at health conferences because that's a dimension that's missing. That's why all my work is relational. And that's why this conference on vibrational, it is vibrational, on vibrant medicine is going to allow you to listen to yourself and the people that you love or could love on a whole new level. So since we have Susie with us, the food decoder. Susie, I always had, I have this image right now of you being at a, I don't know, a store. I meet you. The other day I told Susie, who's going to the fancy, is it the Fancy Food Conference? Is that the name of it? Fancy Food Conference?
Winter Fancy Food Show. Francisco. Yes.
Okay, thank you. You said it much better than I did. Yeah. I was saying to Susie, I said, hey, so what I do is I go to places incognito, by the way. They send me places, I go to places. And so yesterday I went to meet chefs. I meet a lot of wonderful chefs who I'll introduce you to. And I want you to know, if you're listening to the show, that I practice and live and share with my clients that the whole thing is really to turn your vocation into your vacation. So part of how we strain and drain ourselves is we work at 100%. Really, we're designed to work at 80%. Rest is essential. Rest is essential. All right, so I meet Susie to help us at the supermarket where I went the other day. I hold your hand. I hope I can hold your hand. You have such good vibes. I hold your hand. I walk you over to the section that has prunes and probiotics. And I just wanted to ask you, get your comment, as you're talking to Kim Schmidt, listening to the body. Because a lot of people say to me, what should I do when I go to the supermarket? How do I shop for real foods? And I thought I would blend that in the conversation, because someone who's going to Kimchi, they're on an educational curve, and they're also on a vitality curve. Like, they're open to a new life, which is so beautiful and wondrous. And part of my intention with the Vibrant Medicine series and having people experience this work with a resopath like Kimchi's the innovator of, is that they listen to their body, listen to foods. So I'm just going to ask you, because this is our consumer tip of the day. What's your recommendation about, like, something like that? You see probiotics and prunes, which is more and more becoming a, like, every, all of a sudden, you notice it's like Prozac. Everybody knows what Prozac is. And everybody knows
right.
that their husband or wife has a little bipolar, right? Everybody, we get conditioned by the pharmaceuticals to speak their language. So now we want to, how do we speak the language of real food? So maybe just give us a couple of tips on real food shopping from the food decoder.
Okay. Well, I was going to take you by the hand and actually run over to the customer service area in the store.
Okay.
Because yesterday I decided to do a little canvassing. Anyway, so I wanted to know for myself, because it's the beginning of the year and everybody wants to start out in the right foot, I asked the customer service people, what are the five main items or two items that are selling the best right now in the store? And I had varied answers, but in general, I'll tell you what the top five items were. Number five was organic roasted chicken. And I definitely say, if you're going to buy the already cooked chicken, make sure it's organic and get the plain. Don't get the one that has all the sugary rub on it, because you don't need the extra sugar. Number four in line was juices. You know, everybody wants to drink fresh juice, pressed juice, pasteurized juice, because they want to do cleansing. Okay, so be mindful about the sugar. You know, read the label, get the lowest amount of sugar in the juice. The third was plant-based protein powder. I personally have a problem with the isolate that they have in the protein powder.
Right.
Yes, because usually it's been processed with hexane, our good friend hexane. That's a byproduct of gasoline refining process. Well, anyway, we can go into that story another time. Number two is kombucha. Everyone's grabbing kombucha off the shelf, which you and I were talking about yesterday, that they have it on tap in your store. One or two stores has that. But I found the most amazing thing, and you and I were also talking about this yesterday. The number one item was raw living water. And this is in San Francisco, and they've sold out of that water for weeks. And I have to say that I have never tried this water yet. There's a spring in Oregon that this comes from. It's called a Fountain of Truth. And they simply, right? Isn't that cute? They simply just get a bottle of water. They go to the spring. They bottle it in a glass bottle that's beveled with the Flower of Life symbol on it, and then they, you know, send it to your store. I believe they deliver it to you. And I don't know if people know this, but commonly all the bottled water, spring water included, are usually sterilized with ozone gas and irradiated with UV light and past, right? The submicron filter. So you're not getting natural water. And back to kimchi, you know, if your body actually wants real water, this seems to be the new craze. I mean, honestly, I think it's strange that we have to call it raw living water, because you would assume that what you're getting is raw living, but it isn't. So,
I want to interject something. I love that you did that, because this is really wonderful you did that. Actually, so I just found a source of water that they call it raw. No UV lights. I'm going to send kimchi some. So this is really interesting. You brought up the thing, because I want to run this by Kimchi. I'm gonna go see Kimchi with our writer, Miranda Green. So okay, Kimchi, in our area, kombucha. I mean, literally, I see people like they're homeless and they come in to buy a gallon of kombucha, $6.99. Everyone in this area, in Western Mass, Boston area, all the supermarkets, and this is fascinating. All the supermarkets. I want you to get this one. They're coming in for kombucha. At rates, like they're talking about, that people are almost addicted. Now, my friend, if you play tennis and hang out with Tom Monty, and I asked Tom about this, and he feels, you know, based on similar to you, he feels, well, kombucha's not to everyone, but that's the new fountain of youth. As a matter of fact, it says the fountain of youth section of the supermarket, and it says kombucha here. So as a resopath, and we're talking about vibrant medicine and obviously vibrant food, what's happened in your experience? So the five foods that Susie mentioned, now obviously, another thing that people might be people's poison, might be raw juices. Comment on that. Comment to people, because let's talk about kombucha as an example about the body listening. Because I heard at one point that what the body's most addicted to, it craves the most. I want to get your comments about kombucha and about what the body craves. So several people said they couldn't go a day without kombucha.
Susie, I really love that you got those five items down. It fits perfectly with what I often see in my work, in my testing. Mm-hmm. Most people can tolerate the chicken. Juices are wonderful for so many cases, especially in the case where people begin to degenerate. Plant-based protein, yes, for so many of us who consume a lot of meat these days, switching to another way to get protein through plant, I've seen that tested really well for many cases. And yes, I've seen kombucha is one of the most amazing drinks that always often test for so many cases. Now, there are only a few times where I see kombucha do not test well. Is either the person is so degenerated and their digestive system is so compromised that it's actually is not ideal for them at that moment, or the person consumed just way too much, or maybe certain combination, maybe the flavor was too fruity with higher amount of sugar, then I would see that do not test as well. But most kombucha I find, for example, from Trilogy, Synergy worked really well, especially the original flavor, the ginger red flavor worked really well. The green flavor also worked very well. The only a few times that I've seen that do not come up often, for example, is the mango flavor. I think mango, in some cases, is a fruit that can cause a little bit more heat in the body. So the body are not, in general, I don't tolerate that as well. But most of the time, kombucha is an absolutely amazing drink for most people. I often seen that most bodies tolerate about 1 to 2 bottles a day. That's common doses that I've seen in a lot of cases. And of course, raw living water, oh my God, it is absolutely amazing to have that commodity these days in our refrigerator or as a drink. Yes, so I think what you the information you got there, it just like right on with what I often seen how well it passes in my work.
Great. Have you found that some people though some people
I just was saying, you're listening to the Vibrant Living Radio Network and you're hearing the voice of Stephanie Alvarez. Wonderful to have you with us. Go ahead, Stephanie.
That was actually Susie that was going to ask a question. After Susie asked.
Oh, okay, okay, Susie, go ahead. I'm wrong S. Please, Susie.
Right, wrong S. Right. I find with my own clients that sometimes they can't stand the taste of kombucha. Like if it's somebody new to it, they'll drink it and go, this is the most horrible thing I've ever had because it's got too much like a vinegary flavor or something. So, you know, there's opposite ends of kombucha and there's so many. I mean, I asked, they must have had 20 different brands of kombucha at least in the store. Now that doesn't mean there's thousands, I'm sure, of different flavors and brands. And so you have to be pretty picky, you know, about what you're getting. And it'd be nice, Kimchi, if people would just bring their kombucha in when they see you. And then, you know, even different flavors and different brands, you know, which one's best for them at the time. But yes, whenever the raw living water comes back in, again, running off to raw living water, I'm definitely going to grab some. It's a little pricey. There's not a question about that. I think ours is like $14.99 a gallon. It's pretty pricey, but I'd love to try it. I know you were also talking about the whole boutique water industry, Glenn, so maybe you can comment about your favorite company.
What an interesting topic, water, huh? Because on some level, it's obvious our water needs to be free and we have accessible water. We don't want Nestle's owning our water supply, obviously. It's crazy what's going on. So, you know, I was with Dick Gregory probably 15 years ago, political activist, author of many books, including Cooking with Mother Nature. And one of his points was you want to look, everything's in, is really a systems approach. So you really want to have water be accessible. Kind of like Mr. Fuller, he looked at geodesic domes is housing for everyone that's affordable and people can live really well. So I think the thing that water, so I got hired by a company about 10 years ago. Two of my most significant teachers had written books on water. One was The Shocking Truth About Water by Paul Bragg. We talked about how water really ages people, lack of water and, of course, you know, lack of water but also the wrong kind of water. And so for him, Paul was an advocate of distilled water. This is back 25 years ago. My next teacher was a guy named Norman Walker, who some of you might know from the Norwalk Juicer. When he was in his 50s, he was dying on a farm in Oregon, and he noticed the farmer, he was noticing pulp, vegetable pulp, and he had this notion if you pressed the pulp and got the juices, because we use so much any digesting. So he was one of the pioneers in German at the biological clinic. So he used raw juices as well. But he developed an organic juicer and was an advocate of water, but he liked the idea of putting a little mineral booster. So he didn't like distilled so much unless it had mineral. And then I had the extreme honor of working with Dr. Batman Jolie, whose book literally changed millions of people's lives, and his book, Your Body's Desperate Cries for Water. One of the sweetest, most genuine people I'd ever met. So he pretty much changed the whole game when he came on the scene by saying that, no, by the time you're thirsty, you're beyond dehydrated. You're ill. And so one of his books is, you're not sick, you're thirsty. So I guess you could say, Susie and Kimchi and Stephanie, that water is such a holy, amazing, it's something we take for granted, it's so profound. So the regional people who hire me, had an ionizer company. It was called the Jupiter Ionizer. During that series, I met an engineer out of Colorado who said to me that he feels that the ionizer has a big downside to it. And he felt like what you really want to do is you want to get something that, you know, like a carbon block. You want to get those chemicals. So what towns do is they make the water so you could stay safe, but they use chemicals. So you want to get the chemicals out. And right now, as we speak, and I'm going to get some of this water to Kimchi to test, and I'm going to drink it around Kimchi, let it test me. There's a place out of Maine that has a water that's the best water I've had so far. So it doesn't have any of the, they don't use an IV. I'm not an IV. They don't use the, they don't do anything to sterilize it. They test every batch. And what I've had so far has been really just delicious. You know, it's a very interesting conversation because I think we're going to get to the point, I like to think that we're going to come up with very sophisticated purification systems. And, you know, from what I've read in research, Susie, the problem I've seen, and there's a book called All Marketers Are Liars. I felt in the early wave of the purification systems, they were $5,000. They were coming out of Japan. I found a unit that was half their price that was as good. I guess it all comes down to your body. Like, I would go to see Kimchi. I love the idea that your resopath and your vibrant medicine practitioner is educating you. Because as an example, the bottom line is drink water. Get rid of all – listen, don't drink dried soda. It's poison. Aspartame hurts your brain. So first thing you want to do is you want to distinguish water. Dr. Batman Joel, when we did our series, he said, Glenn, he goes, I will never endorse a water. And I said, why? He said, because I don't want to pollute this message. His message was so pure and beautiful that he never would say with water, because he feels water, that people poison themselves. Like Gatorade is an absolute poison. So we want to get everything that's not water. But also, there's resources online we can read about local springs. And we'll get Kimchi's comment about water. Well, I want to thank Regular for being an underwriter. That's a powerful, juicy question, Susie. Let's all explore it together when we come back right here on the Vibrant Living Network. Your life's precious. Enjoy it. Stay with us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
I'm Glenn Burks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. We work with people around the world who have a distinct message that they want to bring to people. They don't know how. They don't know where to go. But we love working with messages that are about vibrancy and being fully alive as a speaker, as a host. We're talking today with Kimchi Moore, who's on our series, our beautiful series on vibrant medicine, coming more alive, listening to your body so you can work in partnership with this incredible, magnificent, wonderful instrument and body you have. I mentioned Regular Kimchi, maybe you could just, Regular, one of our underwriters, just give a word about Regular, because more than ever, everyone knows that probiotics and prebiotics and that there's something to do with our health and our immunity. I mean, more and more people, and this is one of the products that sometimes, based on how you listen to someone's body, you recommend. Maybe say a word about Regular, because they're such a wonderful company, and I deeply appreciate them.
Kimchi? Oh, Kimchi, go ahead. I think we had a brief technical bleep.
Okay. Yes, Dracula, I could not say more about Dracula. It's just such a wonderful remedies in my practice. I have used a different probiotics, prebiotics, enzymes, and I have a range of like at least about 20-some enzymes. And I always present it. Often what I do is I present it the body and let the body pick. And what I seen is that Regulat came in, tested very well, often for many cases, especially in cases with people are degenerating, their guts are not well, they have a strong dysbiosis. A dysbiosis means an overgrowth of wrong microorganism in both small and large intestine. I have seen Regulat goes to both small intestine and also large intestine. That means it can treat both. Sometimes it is stronger in one than the other. I have seen it work in case of people with constipation or serious constipation. I've seen it in people with allergies. I've seen it work in autoimmune. I've seen it works in even in lots of degenerative condition when people also begin to go for getting chemotherapy and so on. And so the dosage normally that I've seen well for people is often about 20 milliliter. So the bottle, it is in a glass bottle, which I really like. And it's in the glass bottle that came with a small plastic cup. And it tells you exactly how many milliliters you are using. Often I've seen it about 20 milliliters, and the person can tolerate up to once, twice, and sometimes three times a day. And people feel really good on it. They feel that they are stuck for some reason. They do a dose of it or two, they would start to feel like they start to move their bowel again. If you start to feel like a little crampy and begin to have too much bowel movement, you can always decrease the dosage and go off that. But it is a wonderful remedy. And just like any remedies out there, no matter how good it is, at some point you do have to take a break. So you may like Regulat very much. Let's say you do it well for a month or two, then you may want to take a break and switch to other enzymes and or probiotic and so on. And that's what I see the tendency that the body, even though something can work really well, but the body is a dynamic system, so you have to adjust to that as well.
Thank you. And Steffi, go on and give out the website, please, if you would, for Regulat.
It's Regulat, R-E-G-U-L-A-T hyphen USA.com. You can also follow them on social media, R-E-G-U-L-A-T hyphen USA.com. On social media, it would just be Regulat.
I gave Stephanie a special exercise to remember the website address that she's been practicing. Is it okay if we let the audience know how you remembered the regular website address?
Sure.
Is that okay if I share our secret? Okay, all right. I said to Stephanie that anytime someone asked her for directions, she could roll out the window and give the regular website just as a way of practicing it. So what we're looking at is referencing unusual. This thing about, I want to just comment about beyond the formula, and I want you to give out your website in a moment here. So I met this guy. I meet people, and here's the thing. In my life, what happens is I only have met beyond the formula people. I met this guy. He couldn't read or write. Here's the interesting thing in life. When you don't listen to your body, you don't listen to other people's body, you kind of fall through the cracks, and you lose your vitality. And that's the whistle of the pot, huh? So this guy couldn't read or write, and he told me that someone saw him, president of the company, and just said, what I get about you is you're one of the magnificent people. You read people. And he goes, you don't have to read or write. He goes, I'm going to send someone around with you. That guy made more money for that company and touched more lives. Part of the going beyond the formula is we live in a very linear system. And with the digital world, it's becoming more and more linear. There's another symphony, another song, which is very much a part of vibrant medicine, which is this: we are at our best. We're vibrant,
pulsating, rhythmic creatures that do best when we cover each other's back and we tune into something bigger. If you're moved to be part of the Vibrant Living Network as a host or a speaker, we have a very unique approach. Part of one of the things that's happened in my life is I have a unique ability to connect people, because I love that. I love to see what happens when we go beyond the formula and we go beyond our thought viruses, which we're going to do a show on. What's a thought virus? How it impacts our lives? What are these habitual thoughts that we believe? And this is why I love Vibrant Medicine. Vibrant Medicine, this series that you're listening to, is really about asking a different question and being willing. Like Kimchi said a few moments ago, the body responds. Here's the thing. We listen to the body. It tells us, and then it responds. It's one of the most miraculous things. So we're going to also have more and more people on at all levels have gone beyond formulas. And I want you to pay attention to the formulas in your life and how they're running you and wearing you down. For instance, you have to run 5 miles in the morning. No, you might be due for a nap the next couple of days. Susie, go ahead and give out your website. And then I want you to, I not just see you as a food decoder. I thought you decoded Kimchi's work so brilliantly last week. I want to hear, and I know my response to your question about water was sort of large, but water is such, I think water is the most, one of the most significant topics on the planet. So go ahead and give her your website, and then I want you to tell the audience what you're getting from Kimchi today. I want you to decode Kimchi's message for us. What do you hear?
Well, I have a question for Kimchi also. So, yes, I will give out my website. It's thefooddecoder.com. And my email address is Susie, S-U-S-I-E, at thefooddecoder.com. But the question for Kimchi, and this has happened for myself, is I drink a ton of water. And when somebody had tested me, they said that I was not absorbing the water, which means where is it going? What's it doing? So I wanted to ask Kimchi if any of her clients, has she seen that for people? You can drink 1,000 gallons of water, and yet you're not absorbing it. So what does that mean, Kimchi?
That's a very good question. Everyone is a little different in that you have to also work with your own constitution. I know some people drink a lot, some people don't drink enough. Most of us are told to drink about 8 ounces a day, 8 glasses a day. And I have seen, for example, in the case with people with weaker kidneys, they would have more issue processing the water. So it depends on, and also your lymph. If your lymph is not moving well, then you also have an issue moving water. So depends on where you at. Susie, are you like drinking a lot and feel like it's not moving through, or does it feel stagnated in your body?
I never thought I had a problem at all, honestly. And that's another question. I mean, I thought the amount of water I was drinking, I've figured that I've had not the most great kidneys. Again, one of my other herbalist friends and I had talked about, when you're actually conceived, it's based on what your parents' deficiencies and whatever is based on. So if your family already had bad kidneys or liver or whatever, that's going to get passed down to you potentially. So I'm assuming, my parents probably had a kidney issue, because I've been drinking water, a lot of water, all my life, knowing that by the time you get to, you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. I knew that a long time ago. So, you just put a bottle of water on your desk while you're working and you just start drinking. It doesn't matter if you're thirsty or not, you just drink. So, but then a friend of mine had another machine and she told me I was not absorbing the water. So I have no idea. I mean, I felt like I was fine, just drinking, going to the bathroom, So that's another question, like, how do you know if you're absorbing the water or not?
That
you asked another brilliant question. No, she. You know what it was. Susie asked another question. I love your address, Kimchi. That's brilliant. And Stephanie, let me know. My studio clock stopped working here, so let me know if I need to, you know, and let me know we have 5 minutes to go. By the way, our website for learning about what we do, Vibrant Living Connections, vibrantlivingconnections.com. Okay, the question Susie asked, which is brilliantly woven within the water question about how do we know if we're absorbing water, is it your experience, Kimchi? A lot of people worry, as an example, if their parents had chronic issues. I had the honor of meeting Jack LaLanne, the world's foremost easily pioneer in fitness in the world. I mean, hands down. His father passed away in his 50s. I met, you know, Jack said at 93 to me that dying would be bad for his reputation. He said he felt he broke the line. And there's a new book out by biologist, forgetting his name, Bruce Lipton, that says that our genealogy is connected to our beliefology. What's your take in Susie's question? Let me answer the water question. And then also the comment that Susie made about her parents. And this is a question, that a vibrant medicine question, because Susie's parents, as an example, let's say they didn't have good kidneys. Is that something, when you work with people, could you resolve constitutional or gene line issues because of correct nutrients, remedies, probiotics, and that sort of thing? And please address your question on the water in conjunction with that, Kimchi.
Yes, in terms of constitution, can you change your constitution? Can you change your gene? I don't feel that I can go in and change the constitution. However, what I can do is I can work with the constitution. I can work with the gene by working to enhance the constitution reaction in the environment it lives. So we can, that constitution may be best in certain environment. So we can always use the input of the environment to work to affect the body and to enhance that constitution. So let's say if you are born like, I always use car, right, as a way to give example to people. Some are born with a Mercedes constitution. You can do whatever you want,
right,
drive however you like, and you can just go for a while. Some of us are born with a weaker, like a car, a different car that require more oil change and so on. So we have to tend to it more. So you have to understand what you came in with and then the environment that you live in. So why we cannot change the constitution, but we can enhance it. We can enhance the factors around it. So in the case of Susie, for example, she always wants to drink a lot of water. She feels good with it. Her body needs it. I think it could be a natural thing that the body say, I really like to process water. Just bring it on. Now, there are some people, when they drink water, I would have a hard time to get them finish one glass. They drink it and they feel like they want to throw up. So you have to work with each body. It's processed differently. I don't think it's really, I have not, at least I have not heard that you're not absorbing the water. At least I have not heard that term. But that's my opinion, is that just let your body tuning into it and see what it needs and what it wants, and you can determine that amount of water for you.
Great answer.
You know, in conjunction with...
Sorry. If I get to the living water, maybe everything's different. Maybe I haven't been drinking the right water. Another question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Then the quality, the dosage is one. The quantity is one thing. The other one is the quality. The quality is good water with good resonance, good vibration that can enter the cells and start to hydrate the cells. And your body would just like, whoa, yes, I'm alive again. And yes, please bring more in. But again, like anything that is good, sometimes more is not necessary better. Right, it's a process of what comes in must come out. Can your body also filter that out? So you also work with that. Now there are times that we also may not want to do a lot of it for different reasons. Maybe our kidney is weak, so our body just say, "Whoa, I'm not sure if I want to process that much water. So I'm a little bit, you know, apprehensive to it." So you have to slowly coax your body into, hey, can we do more, because we are dehydrating. So I think a lot of it is just sense and tune in with your body and see what it wants and what it needs. and give it what it wants and what it needs, and it starts to work for you and it starts to come alive again.
I just
sounds
was
great.
Watching a Susie.
Go ahead.
I was just watching a woman.
About
I was watching a little bit. How many minutes?
Like a minute.
I missed what you said in terms of a minute. We got like 6 hours of more programming, Stephanie. What are we going to do? There was a video of this woman yesterday. She was claiming all the miraculous benefits of adding a pinch of Himalayan salt to water. She said it stopped her panic attacks. It stabilized her blood sugar. She's really saying that. And I've heard this, the salt water balance is almost everything. So this is something, you know, what's beautiful about vibrant medicine and being a resopath, we have the innovator with us. We're going to dive into this stuff deeply. Go ahead, Kimchi, give out your website.
It's resopathy.com.
Resopathy.com.
R-E-S-O-P-A-T-H-Y.
I deeply treasure you guys for listening. We got this conference we're putting together. Your life's precious, enjoy it. And that's what Vibrant Medicine is about, celebrating this magnificent life and coming awake and alive and relational. I'm Glenn Brooks. Thank you all so much from my heart. Have a beautiful day.